Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
The Bosque del Apache Wildlife Reserve is in south central New Mexico. The wetlands of the Rio Grande floodplain are a perfect place for wintering snow geese. Tens of thousands of the birds flock together for several months, feasting on corn that's specially planted, since the snow geese now have to share their habitat with farmers. Writer Mark Seth Lender spent many days watching the birds, from their sunrise flyout to sunset return.
A thousand snow geese take off all at once. The black flag flight feathers of the tips of their wings shirr like the blades of powerful engines. They crawl and scrawl their way onto the sky, white and black on cold, clear blue, clinging there, slow motion, before they truly free themselves from gravity and rise. To collide, full thrust, would be disastrous to fragile hollow bones. Somehow they avoid the tree line, its nagging branches reaching, the interloping weight of a sandhill crane amongst them by mistake, the competition of their own with each other's wings, coordinate, all up, all out, all down. Into this chaotic space they speed, safe, their voices, their limbs and bodies crushing the air, into that sound endless ice age snows might have made, white noise over white frozen ground.
Mark Seth Lender is the author of Salt Marsh Diary, A Year on the Connecticut Coast. Mark has more to tell about the snow geese of the Bosque del Apache Reserve. For that and some of his photos, take a gander at our website, loe.org. And there you'll also find our new survey about living on Earth. Please take a few moments to fill it out and let us know which of our stories soar and which lay an egg. Coming up, rebranding the Asian carp. We have the winner of our Silverfin slogan contest. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club helping city-bound kids explore and enjoy wild places they'll later strive to protect. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.